Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey. Sorry. Cut you again. Are you done?
Yeah. Okay, I had a cough or something coming on.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Yeah. So, how was your night off, young man?
I was all right. Yeah.
Was it worth a night off?
That
explains a lot.
So. Doing a little bit of, you know, dozing in the chair there.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be out and about tonight?
We'll see. I think so.
Yeah.
We haven't had much rain here in Richland Center, so.
I didn't have any.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't. And I said yesterday, all the forecasters said,
yes,
you know, rain, then mixing with snow. And, I mean, every forecast you looked at, and then during the day, it started to look rainy, but we never got anything. And then by 5 o'clock, it was sunny again.
Kind of like Hank's up to bat again.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Yep. Hank Bray goes down.
Yeah, again.
Again. But then there was a little bit of rain this morning, but not much. It hasn't even made a whimper on the rain gauge yet, but we're there.
It's just, I don't know. Is it just foggy mist?
Yeah, that's all it is.
And it's very light fog, so I don't mean to scare people away from driving, but it's just a light fog around here. So, but anyway.
But welcome to the Roundup, and wanted to let people know that we actually we are programmed by AI now.
So, oh boy, yeah, why is that?
Arkansas Intelligence.
Well, I thought that was supposed to be for Monday's catch, Chuck.
I don't know.
You couldn't let that one go.
AI powered Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you couldn't let that one go.
No. I had a light bulb this morning.
Yeah. Please turn it back off.
Thank you.
Was it LED at least?
Yeah, it might have been. Aubrey Corner's intelligence.
Yes. Yeah.
Aubrey
intelligence.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which is offensive to those that live there.
Yeah. Speaking of, just a thought for the day for people. Why do British people never sound like British people when they sing, Phil?
I don't know.
So just a thought of the day.
Some do, though.
Some do.
Some of the oldies, like...
Most don't.
Like, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. That sounds British to me.
Is who sings Sylvia's mother?
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Aren't they from the...
No, they're from your area, I think.
Wow.
Well, they are.
Let's just pick on Hank Day. Speaking of pick on Hank, let's just continue with it. Largest baptism, Philip?
Largest baptism?
Yeah, Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
A church in Arkansas hosted the largest mass baptism, dunking over 3,000 participants in one day.
Wow.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that. Wouldn't you like to have been in that town? I mean, they all got a bath on the same day, too.
Reminds me of the Randy Travis song, though, Pray for the Fish. You know, so.
Oh, boy. No fishing in here for a while.
Nope. I saw this. An Alaska woman had her massive mouth measured by a dentist and broke a Guinness World Record, Hank.
Really?
Yeah. Ketchikan resident Marie Pearl Zelmer Robinson says she always knew she had a large mouth, and she was seeing a video of the previous record holder, and she thought, hey, I can do that.
That's nothing to me.
I can put those big things in my mouth like that. So anyway, she watched the video a couple times and thought she would go for it. Her dentist measured her mouth gape at 2.98 inches.
Is that not just crazy? I know some people from Arkansas that has a bigger gape than that, but they wouldn't know how to measure it.
They better get it checked, because they could be world record beaters there. So.
Yeah.
But she says she could fit two... and sometimes 3.5 Jenga blocks in her mouth.
Are you kidding me?
That's what she says. Don't try that at home, kids.
And why?
To set a world record. So we can talk about her today.
Well, and we did. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently cycling on land is way too mainstream for Vittorio Innocence, who took a little jaunt on his two-wheeler 200 feet underneath the sea. The deep sea cyclist apparently inspired a wave of followers set on stealing his crown, and only 6 months later over 100 attempts were made to beat the Innocence record, which all failed miserably. So he went underground or underwater for about 200 feet to cycle.
To cycle?
Yes.
How do you keep the cycle from floating up? You know,
well, you're sitting on it.
I suppose. But I don't think, I don't know. That's
why?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'll see you.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't cycle on dry land very well.
I can't cycle, period.
Yeah.
The only thing I can cycle is maybe a plastic bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
Recycle, yeah.
But I got cycle in there. Mm-hmm. So is that going to count for exercise?
Not really, no.
Because it has cycle in there.
I ride my bike from time to time. Now, I haven't gotten it out this year.
Yeah, you got to...
I got to get working on that. But the tires need pumped up. You know, or maybe I can get some duals on the back.
Maybe.
That might help.
Yeah. How do you pump the tires up?
I have my air compressor.
Oh, you do? I didn't know if you were doing it.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, I didn't know.
I have the air compressor.
Because you do have a lot of wind.
I do. Yes. Right, exactly. Yeah. But maybe we can go riding together because let's move on. You can get adult training wheels if you need some.
I just use it riding my tricycle.
Oh, your tricycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rides, you know, big wheels in the back, one in the front.
Oh.
So.
Your big wheel.
Big wheel. Hmm. Yeah. That way I don't fall over and hurt me.
Yeah. It's not very far to fall on a big wheel. It's right there on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could hurt myself.
Could you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One way or the other, Phil. I'm going to try to hurt myself.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Forrest Franklin of Peoria, Illinois, holds the record for the largest. Now, here we go. Okay. I should be into this. Callus collection in the world.
Why?
And again, it's Illinois people. No offense, but she's from Illinois. Callus collection in the world. Florence has over 200 pounds of calluses in her collection and keeps them in pride and place in front of her room. Her collection has become so famous in her hometown that some people even have autographed their specimens to add to that personal touch.
Oh,
it's exactly where I'm not going to go for vacation.
That's hey kids, we're gonna go see the Callus Museum.
Look.
Oh boy, that just makes me cringe.
Look at this callus.
That's all right. All right, we don't want to see that. A New Jersey group said in the beach cleanup operations, they have brought up, which is a good thing, 276,899 pieces of trash.
Really?
Which just amazes me that people are that inconsiderate. But some of the more unique items, including that they have uncovered, a set of vampire teeth, a rubber foot.
I wonder if that all comes from one spot.
Might have been. An unopened can of ravioli. Hey,
ooh, I could go with your succotash.
Maybe that was yours. A punching bag, a gallon of maple syrup, a retainer, that kind of makes sense, a message in a liquor bottle, also a inflatable hot tub, a bedpan, a boat cabin door, and a bathroom sink.
You know, I've been missing the cabin door. I don't know. Let's see.
I don't know why you'd take a bathroom sink to the beach. You must want to wash up.
I don't know. Why do I take a car door to the desert, Phil?
Wash up on the shore. Car door to the desert? Yeah, so you can roll the window down if it gets too hot.
Yeah, exactly. That's
always thinking, aren't you?
Yeah. Always on the move, buddy. Always on the move. I mean, I don't want my passengers to get hot either.
Right.
You know?
Roll it down.
Roll
for
it
them.
Down.
They're walking behind you.
Exactly.
Sure. Good idea.
You know what? I mean, I'm here for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Turkish man smashes world record with an axe throw. Hits target from over 183 feet away.
Wow.
Don't run from this guy. Turkish man Orzman Gushi set. I'm just playing it on words here. Gushi sets a new Guinness World Record with a 183 feet throw, 8.72 inch axe throw. Imagine that, 183 feet.
Wow.
Okay, surpassing the previous record, which was a record of 143 feet.
Wow.
Imagine that, 183 feet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be standing.
What's 183 divided by 3?
I don't know. I was on the math team.
So, you know, just figure it up here. 183.
5.
It's like 55 yards, isn't it?
Yeah.
55 yards, that's more than half of a football team, football field.
Crazy, man.
That's crazy. I mean, I always figure a lot of people go feet. How long is it with a football field? Give me 30 yards.
That's a good way to think about it.
So, yeah, that's just crazy. So,
all right.
Anyway, I gave you one if you want a scuba dive guy.
Oh, scuba dive?
Yeah, he's very
fastest person to scuba dive on all 7 continents, completing the challenge in just 19 days, 19 hours, and 40 minutes from freezing Antarctic waters to the coral reefs of Thailand. His love for the ocean has taken him across the globe. His name is Scott Barrington, recently becoming the fastest person to scuba dive on all 7
continents. Isn't that kind of cool?
Continents, yeah, man.
Yeah, he's a very a lean guy.
I bet he is.
Yeah, he's very unlike me.
He looks better in a wetsuit than you and I would. Then.
I think I probably look better in a Speedo, Phil.
Yeah.
If your eyes are closed.
Must be the season. But, again, to talk about Speedos.
Yeah, one more and I'll let you go because I know you're busy. Most apples held in one mouth and cut by a chainsaw in one minute.
Why?
It's a guy from UK, and here's his name. Johnny Strange.
Johnny Strange.
And I can actually pronounce those. Cut 8 apples held in his own mouth using a chainsaw.
In his own mouth?
In his own mouth. Would you let me use a chainsaw?
No. I have trouble where I've got to cut, right here, close quarters. Uh-huh. And I can't hit it. I surely couldn't hit my mouth.
Well, let me try to cut it.
No. That's all right.
Huh. Yeah, his own mouth. And yes, he still has a face, Phil.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Face for radio.
Face for radio. Yeah. I wonder if he's any kin to you.
He might be.
Anyway, have a good day. Be kind.